Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dott, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. This week I had the chance to spend 3 days at SAS's Global Forum event in Dallas to learn about the latest in the field of analytics, and needless to say, because it's 2019 and the discussion was around business and data, AI was a big topic. With that in mind, I sat down with Pat Finnerty, Vice President of Alliances and Channels for Canada and Latin America at SAS, to discuss his view on AI in the Canadian market and in the channel. We cover off the company's view on the role AI will play, how Finnerty sees enterprise and SME markets approaching AI differently, and the biggest challenges he sees partners facing in implementing AI solutions for customers. We also discuss why solution providers new to the space should consider SAS as a vendor partner, why they should be investing in their analytics and AI skill sets today, and how they can get started. It's a fascinating and timely conversation, so let's get right into it, my chat with Pat Finnerty. Pat, thanks for taking the time once again.
Pleasure to be here.
And thanks for having me out to Global Forum.
Fantastic.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the role of AI in the channel. It's a space, you know, certainly it's a big topic here at Global Forum. At every event we go to this year, last year, AI is the topic. It's one of those things that looks like many different things depending on from what direction you look at it. And you guys being a very data-centric organization, obviously, it's kind of right in your wheelhouse.
Absolutely.
Perhaps to throw it open, could you maybe just sort of give me the SAS view on AI right now?
We'd love to. SAS is picking up with AI where we left off with analytics. Mm. That our theme has always been analytics in action, and we want to bring AI to life. There's been a lot of discussion about AI, a lot of apprehension and misunderstanding of what AI is all about, and our focus is on bringing AI to life in real world situations, solving real problems, and that is that's a lot of our theme. When our discussions around machine learning, our discussions around image detection, around natural language processing, around neural networks, it's all about real applications with real data, and not so much replacing humanity, but augmented capabilities. So the discussion around AI is radiologists will no longer be required. In sessions today, you saw how AI can enhance the ability to more specifically diagnose tumor size, location, and construct, and that is guidance for radiologists to get more precise in their diagnosis and dramatically improve outcomes for patients. That's our vision of how AI in all realms is going to advance. It is truly systems delivering what we used to believe to be only could be delivered by human intelligence or beyond. Mm-hmm. But we do not envision this as the the robot replacing the human. We envision this as unbelievable marriage of exploding data volumes, powerful algorithms, and new capabilities enabled through AI, like image detection, coming together so that mundane tasks are eliminated, so that new insights are surfaced, and that humans can do things that would never be in the realm of possibility before. So it's a very positive vision of how AI will enhance humanity. And it's also something that we are committed to embedding in all of the types of business solutions that we've been supporting our clients with for decades.
Right.
We think that AI fits very sweetly into there, and we're also investing in brand new capabilities that weren't previously attainable.
And I'm guessing those kind of embeds come first, and then we'll see kind of the new frontiers coming up next.
We're kind of doing them in parallel. Okay. Vaya is a platform that SAS has been investing heavily in for the last 3 years, if you've been tracking SAS Global Forum. And our recent announcement of investing an additional $1 billion in bringing AI to life for our clients, it's building on that AI platform. Vaya, SAS's Go Forward platform, it's all about enabling the most sophisticated capabilities in the cloud, and it is structured for supporting artificial intelligence applications. One of the first offerings we brought out on the market on Vaya was visual data mining and machine learning, which is bringing some of the capabilities that underpin most of the popular artificial intelligence applications in the market. So it is part and parcel of the vision SaaS has of how they take analytics to the next step.
What do you find when you're talking to partners around AI? What do you find are some of the big common challenges or common issues that they're talking to you about?
Well, it's been very different in the enterprise and the channel. It's been interesting because my mantra as we built the channel at SaaS is the needs of the mid-market, where the channel really, really comes to life and is very relevant, are the same as the enterprise. I still believe that to be true, but the dialogue around artificial intelligence seems to be markedly different. Large enterprises... they've woken up to the opportunities of artificial intelligence, and they're making large investments, especially in the Toronto marketplace. We see financial institutions launching new digital factories, new business units with a vision of reinventing themselves, powered by artificial intelligence. And our enterprise partners, they're assisting them in trying to turn this difficult challenge into reality. They're bringing a global point of view about what best practices in AI is, and they're helping them overcome many obstacles, which is making operationalizing those ideas very difficult. And that's the talk track, and the melding of open technologies and SaaS is a big part of that conversation. However, in the channel, the same needs exist. Business owners in the channel, they understand that the world is changing, that new opportunities are presenting themselves. However, AI is intimidating. AI seems future-looking. AI seems separated from the day-to-day needs of their business. And what we find our channel partners are doing when they're talking about AI is they're really demystifying AI. They are telling their customers that the time is now. The first step on their AI journey begins with the things that they've been working with them already, which is data, getting data ready, which is identifying business problems. AI is enabling solutioning to business problems as opposed to being AI problems in and of themselves. So a lot of small business owners and mid-market players that are served by our channel, either through apprehension or misunderstanding, we're setting that aside as something that either wasn't available to them, wasn't ready, or wasn't within their grasp. And now some of our more innovative channel partners are waking them up to the fact that this isn't some mystical, far-off opportunity, that VIA is available now, machine learning is available now, image detection, natural language processing, automation of analytics, optimization. These are all the pieces of the puzzle that go into these AI solutions. And the capabilities are available, can be scaled down to their business. And stop thinking about it as an AI problem. AI is yet another piece of the toolkit that can solve a business problem. And those business problems can do things that they definitely understand, like take cost out of their system, generate new service offerings, improve revenue growth, target resources better. These are the types of things that AI is enabling for the mid-market.
It sounds along the lines of what the COO Oliver Schoppenberger was talking about, and the opening keynote, kind of that find an area, and he was talking more broadly about the analytics journey, but find an area where you can have a quick win, establish that quick win, and then kind of build from there.
Absolutely. Now, it still is new. There still are challenges of talent. There still are challenges of mastering. There's complexity. Many of even our large enterprise clients, they spend significant resources bringing in data scientists and other talent and building proof points for how artificial intelligence could affect their business. And, they are showing just that. However, operationalizing them is challenging. Bringing something into the actual business processes, automating the machine learning models, bringing those models out to the field or the channel or the places where they'll be deployed to make a difference in the customer experience, there are many challenges involved in that part of the process. And so, yes, it is very much about being very focused on what the real problem at hand is, whether it's a quality of a patient outcome or where it's a profit driving for a commercial business, it's the same thought process. What is a tangible improvement in the outcome of your organization you're targeting, and how do we go through a whole life cycle of finding the best capabilities? And many of them are part of the artificial intelligence realm now.
for partners who haven't heretofore worked with SaaS and are maybe at the start of their own AI journey and just trying to figure out, you know, seeing those initial customer cases where there's something they could do there, they think. First of all, I guess, you know, what's the pitch to them in terms of why work with SaaS on this? And secondly, what do you see as good first steps, good first directions for that kind of partner who is a newbie to this sort of?
Sure. Well, why work with SaaS? There are no artificial intelligence solutions that don't have analytics and data at their core. And you know, whether we're talking about neural networks or whether we're talking about machine learning models or whether we're talking about building data pipelines, they are all in a wheelhouse that SaaS has dominated for more than four decades. So this is the primary reason. The second reason is SaaS is investing like no one else in this space. You know, the billion-dollar commitment in developing our capabilities is a testament to that. Also, as I mentioned earlier, we have an intention of embedding the newest capabilities for artificial intelligence in what is the industry-leading broadest suite of analytically driven packages in the market today. So we have ready landing points for many of these innovations that are happening, not just in SaaS's world, but all over the open world as well.
Mm-hmm.
So VIA as an open platform embraces open capabilities, and our existing customer base and our existing platform and solution set are ready, willing, and able to receive those new capabilities. So that's a very attractive place to be if you're a channel partner. You have a very credible, commercially viable, well-respected partner with all those assets. So that's why they would consider working with SaaS. The second reason I would consider working with SaaS is that we are investing in the channel. You know, we were admittedly late to the game in the build-out of our channel, but now we have a terrific program with lots of momentum and lots of opportunity to co-invest with business partners who want to go after certain segments of the market, certain domain areas.
It's also, I'm presuming it's a space that is not completely saturated in the way some other areas are in terms of partner presence and partner expertise, and so you've got a little bit of a unique push if you are there, and there's still the old channel equation of mystery equals margin.
Yes. Mystery equals margin. Yes, and white space equals opportunity. And
yeah.
We have multiple cities within Canada that we have offices and sales teams and customers that we do not yet have a single channel partner working with us. So we have white space, we have opportunity, we have whole industry sectors that we have not yet approached with a channel partner. So yes, there's we see growth. We do not have a vision of having hundreds of partners and competing in every part of the Canadian commercial landscape.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have a cadre of viable, profitable, growing partners because this marketplace is growing quickly. It's evolving quickly, and we need to leverage the value that partners can bring to that. You asked me earlier about if we were able to attract a partner, how would they proceed?
Yeah.
In one way, it's in a very traditional sense. They'd take full advantage of our program structures and enablement and certifications and training. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is new, but yet the legacy channel infrastructure that's helped, you know, channel partners move forward with their technology partners is still relevant and all those components, and SaaS has a fantastic program that can help them.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned earlier there is a challenge around data and a challenge around people. So I might use an example of a terrific business partner of ours, NoviPro, in
mm-hmm.
the Quebec marketplace, that is one of our earliest channel partners to really invest in artificial intelligence. They took advantage of their fortune being in Montreal, where there's a huge amount of talent coming out of the university system there.
Right.
And, you know, that's a hotbed that's attracted, you know, everyone from Microsoft and Element AI and many other players in the space. And so they have hired talent, graduate talent out of those programs. But Interestingly, they've also reached out and hired interns from INSEAD in France and brought them over to do, who are very interested in seeing the AI space in Canada. Mm-hmm. And one of those interns, upon graduation, has joined their team as well. So I think investing in young talent and taking advantage of the explosion of capabilities coming out of Dr. Sutton's programs in Alberta, about what's happening through the Vector Institute and the University of Toronto and out of Montreal, I think mm-hmm. that's a fantastic place to start. And then they've also married them with folks who have traditional capabilities around data management and more of the legacy advanced analytics skills that SAS has been supporting universities across Canada for decades to produce. So I think you need to be thoughtful and you need to be aggressive at going out and getting some of that talent. That's critical.
How easy is it to, or is it even possible to sort of marry the traditional sort of partner, vertically focused practice, that kind of building that kind of industry expertise with the necessary data science skills and those kinds of things that are maybe a little bit more esoteric to the average solution provider?
Well, I think that has been a challenge, especially for some of the enterprise clients I referenced earlier, mm-hmm. who have been making investments for the last few years in building large data science teams. And yes, that is a challenge, integrating those two types of capabilities. But for people fortunate enough to have participated in this global forum, they saw that SAS is making massive investments to democratize assets, access not only to advanced analytics, but to AI. Mm. You see that SAS is building through our Vire platform the ability to automate the creation of entire end-to-end life cycles that use artificial intelligence to drive outcomes. And so that's something that is breaking down the barriers between marrying data science with traditional data management and analytics capabilities. So we really believe that the days of coders and white lab coats and building their neural networks in mm-hmm. isolation, those days are going away. What we're coming to is the ability to democratize access to artificial intelligence capabilities and embed them into business processes that drive fantastic outcomes for our clients.
And then it becomes much more about the business conversation, which is probably
exactly.
a much more comfortable conversation for the average solution.
Absolutely. There can be tremendous innovation through data science teams that may not have any actual real-world impact if mm-hmm. it isn't really grounded in how it's going to either improve patient outcomes or improve the offerings we have for our clients or take cost out of the system. Like, it really needs to be grounded, I think, in something that is that has relevance to the organization. Then you can get into this virtuous circle of enhancing your whole organization's capability to leverage AI.
Okay. In terms of verticals in Canada, what are you seeing sort of as the hotbed topics in various top industries?
We are seeing artificial intelligence uptake in the areas where we're strongest. So we are traditionally, SAS has been traditionally strongest and have deepest deployment of analytics in the financial sector and in mm-hmm. the public sector. And we're seeing innovation and investment in our VIA platform and in AI capabilities in these spaces. But it is not isolated just to them. This partner of ours, Novi Pro in Quebec, they have a strong presence in the Quebec marketplace in the manufacturing sector, and they're also seeing uptake and using AI capabilities in their client base. So it is not isolated to one industry vertical. I've read studies that say that retail is projected to be one of the heaviest adopters right. of artificial intelligence capabilities. We are seeing that happening, and we have a roadmap of embedding AI capabilities in our retail solutions. So I've continuously referred to that this revolution that's happening in artificial intelligence, it needs to be grounded in reality, it needs to be grounded in the ability to execute, but at the same time, it is unique in that it's ubiquitous. Mm. It doesn't matter if we're talking about healthcare, government operations, retail, transportation, manufacturing, financial services, the applications are endless. Machine learning, deep learning, reinforcement learning, just even to the layman, you can see that if we have learning engines that can automate a process of continuously optimizing outcomes, what process is there that we wouldn't want to be able to optimize
Fair
and
enough.
Continuously
yeah.
learn and continuously absorb more of the richness of what The proliferation of data that's available to us now can teach us. So I think it's more than our past technology evolutions. I think it's a revolution that's we're going to be seeing over the next few years.
If I'm a solution provider who really hasn't done much around AI to date, what do you say to me? What would you say to convince me that that's a direction that I should be taking seriously today?
Well, if I'm a solution provider, I might be interested in what I read about AI, but I become fascinated when I realize that all of my clients are looking for guidance and looking for an ability to be competitive, and that AI is increasingly seen as the opportunity to do so. So if your clients are fascinated with something and you want to survive in the future, I think you need to invest and demystify this area of artificial intelligence for your clients. And again, marry that with grounding it in real-world applications. I shared an example of one of our strong business partners in Quebec. Another one is who works primarily with us in English-speaking Canada is Zencos. And Zencos has been working in advanced analytics for decades. But of late, they have been putting a tremendous focus on building machine learning capabilities into the detection of anomalies and fraud. And so it's a domain area that they had worked with SAS, and they had been acting as a channel partner and working with our clients. Now they see the opportunity to drive even greater value, more precision, lower false positives by building machine learning loops into their fraud detection capabilities. So this is a company with a very healthy business, and yet they feel a sense of urgency that they need to continuously innovate and embed these new capabilities so that their clients know that they're being served the best way possible.
All right. How do I get that education, or where do I go to get that education that I need to start demystifying to my customers?
Well, I don't think there's any one source. I think SaaS is a great opportunity for people to understand the direction that artificial intelligence is taking. SaaS, for those who are familiar with, we are not really about the hype. We are about the reality of what we can do to serve our clients and what the state of innovation is in this space. And so SaaS, I think, is a wonderful source of information around artificial intelligence. You can type artificial intelligence into the SaaS.com website, and the profusion of data will be available to you about what is happening. But, you know, being from Toronto, I follow the Vector Institute, which is one of the leading research institutes in artificial intelligence in the world. Participation of some of SAS's largest clients and business partners, along with a host of other global technology providers, participate in the Vector Institute. That's another wonderful resource that we have where you can see some of the latest research that's coming out. But these days, you can open the paper on any weekend and you'll find artificial intelligence prominently featured. I'm always learning. I'm on YouTube following artificial intelligence channels and happily absorbing everything SAS publishes on it. And it's not a static space. It's a very dynamic, changing space. And it's fascinating. It's a great opportunity for our partners and for our clients to enhance their operations.
All right. I think that's a good basis for it. Thanks. Thanks for taking the time once again, and thanks for having me out to Global Forum.
It's been a pleasure. Anytime. I'd love to chat again. Thanks very much.
There you have it. The AI opportunity for channel partners as presented by Pat Finnerty of SAS. I'd like to thank Pat for taking the time to chat. Thank SAS for both having me out for Global Forum and for their support of the site. And of course, thank you for listening. We'll wrap up our coverage of Global Forum tomorrow. Over the course of 3 days in Dallas, I had the chance to speak to a number of SAS's top partners in Canada to find out what their big takeaways from Global Forum were. We'll bring those interviews to you right here tomorrow. Till then, please do consider leaving us a review in your podcast application of choice. And don't forget, you can subscribe in Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt, and I'll see you around the channel.